Henry, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm Henry from Hong Kong.
Hi, Henry, I'm Bart. So as a starter, because this is the first official meeting of the Finance Working Group, I took the liberty to send out a draft agenda. I think the best thing to do first is just to have a quick round of introductions and welcome to all of you, and then go on to the charter. And there are two or more procedural activities. One is the nomination of the chair of this working group. What will happen next is, when this working group has nominated its chair, that person will be suggested to the CCNSO Council, who will then appoint him according to the charter. So, and hopefully we can do that very quickly, so this group will formally have a chair by Wednesday afternoon. Let me start. I'm Bart Boswinkel. If most of you don't know me, I'm it's what is called Senior Policy Advisor to the CCNSO. In fact, it's just I can support staff for the CCNSO. Maybe I'll start with the other support staff as well. Gabby, would you do the next?
I'm Gabby. I'm working for the CCNSO Secretariat, and I'm sending all these emails to your list.
I'm Christina Nordstrom, and I'm also in the CCNSO Secretariat, and I send a couple of emails out sometimes as well.
Hi, I'm Rolando Toledo from Peru, from the .pe.
It's Vikam Pisane from ZA, South Africa.
I am Jose Mondragon. I am from Mexico, PLPD .mx.
Good afternoon. My name is Eduardo Santoyo. I come from Colombia, .co, and welcome to all of you. Happy to have you here.
Okay, I'm Seeger Springer of .nl.
And I'm Lisa Fuhr from .dk.
Byron Holland from .ca, Canada.
Mary Uduma from .ng, Nigeria.
Johan Juselius, .fi, Finland.
Leslie Carey, nominate.uk.
I'm Nel Marinkovic from .rs, Serbia.
I'm Minjong Park from Korea.
And we got Henry on the phone from Hong Kong. Okay. Thank you. So the next step will be the nomination of the chair of this working group. And the first question I have to ask probably is there a nomination or a self-nomination to be chair of this working group?
I'd like to nominate Byron.
Are there any seconders? Vika is seconder. Is there any objection to nominate Byron? No. And I think by now we can congratulate Byron with his new chairmanship.
Wait a second, I feel like I just got set up on something there.
Maybe the question is, do you accept, Byron?
Yes, I accept, and thank you very much.
So I hand the chairman's overship to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and welcome all to the Finance Working Group. I'm sure this will be an interesting one. And I think there's a proverb about the word interesting. But to start with today, really what I wanted to just get a sense of is just to go over a little bit about what this working group is going to do. In part, that's just to make sure we're all on the same page in terms of the charter itself and an understanding of where we're trying to get to. Probably a recognition that this is a working group that might be around for a little bit, given the subject itself. And also to at the very early stage here, get a sense of what the work plan will look like in the short term, as we start to build some momentum for the medium and longer term. Also at 3:30, I believe the new COO Akram, as well as Kevin Wilson, are going to come in and speak to us a bit. And we'll give them the opportunity to give us a sense of what they'd like to see from this relationship, from this working group. So I think that's at 3:30. So we have a few minutes before that period. I guess first, just are there any comments, concerns, questions that anybody wanted to raise from the floor, or given this very straightforward agenda, are we okay with that agenda for this meeting? Anything anybody wanted to add? Hickam?
Yes, Baron. I assume that you are also in the SOP as the chair. So pretty much the work that this charter says we should do is sort of a branch of the SOP. So I would assume that there will be a good coordination of what we do feeding into the SOP process.
Yeah, and you raise a very, you certainly raise a good question. Just so everybody knows, I actually stepped down from the SOP because as much as I enjoyed that, it's coming on 2 years now. I think that group has developed its own momentum, is working quite well, and in fact, Roloff has agreed to step up, and the actual SOP itself had agreed to put him forward in the process to become chair of the SOP. So I think the SOP is in I know the SOP is in good hands. I feel good about that. And also, there is an understanding, if not explicit, that the respective chairs of the SOP and of this working group will sit ex officio on the other committee, or the working group. So there will be, the goal, of course, being, and I think you raise absolutely the correct point, good coordination between the two. And I think, you know, that speaks to the notion that in the SOP, this subject kept trying to creep into the SOP's mandate, which it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the mandate of the SOP. So in a sense, yes, there's a very close, likely will be a very close relationship between the two. Anything else anybody wanted to raise or bring forward in terms of the agenda? So since you've all decided, elected to be part of this group, I'm sure you're familiar with what it's supposed to be doing, but fundamentally it's to discuss with ICANN, I think that's an important notion, with ICANN. The financial contributions attributed to CCTLDs and provided by CCTLDs, and also what might be a mechanism or a methodology that help us arrive at what is an understood and accepted and a reasonable methodology and process by which we can come to some kind of conclusion. So not trying to prejudge it at all, but generally speaking, that's the notion, and to be able to discuss with and contribute into the conversation with ICANN about how we get there, as well as to coordinate and facilitate the increase in participation by CCTLD managers in the financial aspects of ICANN's strategic and operation planning and budgetary process. And I think that's where, you know, there'll be a lot of work potentially between the two committees. So fundamentally, you know, to put it in layman's terms, I think the idea of this working group is to come to a consensus, ideally, on what should be the methodology by which we determine contributions by CCs into ICANN, and if we can find common ground on that, both in the community and also, and I said the key word there, ideally with ICANN. So that's the general goal of the committee, I believe. Is that consistent with people's thinking? Okay. And I see a lot of heads nodding, but I mean, please, you know, this is, you know, this.
No bones about it.
This has the potential to be a touchy subject, so let's make sure we're all on the same page. And then, if people don't agree, I mean, please make your views known, because only by alleviating people's concerns are we going to get to a better, stronger conclusion. So please feel free to speak up. The scope of the activities, it's the classic line, whatever we deem relevant, I mean, I think that's within reason, of course, but, you know, whatever we deem appropriate in terms of getting to that conclusion is the scope of this committee. So that's really just to set the baseline of what we are here to do, what we believe we're here to do. In terms of the timeline, there isn't a defined timeline per se. It's about achieving the goal or getting to the goal. Given the nature of the beast here, it's probably not going to be resolved this year. So I think it's safe to say this committee might exist for more than the current year. So that's just trying to give a lay of the land. In terms of moving it forward, I think one of the key things is to understand in the short term what a work plan would look like as we try to get to that end goal. My sense is there's been some work done in this area before, certainly predating me, so I look forward to everybody who was there at that time contributing. But one of the things that I think is important is to get a sense of where we've been. Let's not sort of go over ground that's already been gone over. We should learn from the past, but not necessarily recreate it. Our view should be looking forward. That said, I know there's been work done, and I think I'm sure Bart and others who've been around this space for a long time will be able to dredge that up, from dust it off, so we can take a look at it and see where we've been. So that would be certainly one of the first elements. But what I'd like to do right now, too, is have a bit of a brainstorming session. What do we as a group think we need to do, particularly in the short term as we start to build a little bit of traction, momentum, and better understanding of how and where we're going to get to? So I'd just like to put it open to the floor in terms of, let's have a bit of a brainstorming session about what we think the work plan should be in the near term. Vika?
I think we need to, you've mentioned already the existing documentation that we need not reinvent the wheel. I think a review of whatever information is there will be of great assistance to us, getting that information and then sifting out from that information what could be of interest to this working group. I think that's where we need to start. And based on that, we can come up now with a better objectives for the short term, for the medium term, and for the long term. I think that's where we start. I have other ideas, but at this point I think we could probably hold up. I haven't seen that information, but it would assume to me wherever you try to get somebody to justify an activity, that a costing exercise of some form needs to be done. Whether it needs to be done or not, I think we can only tell maybe after we met once more, two or three more times.
Thank you. Any other comments or suggestions on that? Leslie?
I'd support Vika's comments. I mean, I guess in my mind I have a revisiting some of the work that's already been done in this area. I know there were some working groups, the apportionment working group and the budget working group, and I've just looked them up on the new website, but I'm not clear on the timelines for those, but I remember they were quite a lengthy thing, and it would be useful maybe perhaps to have a presentation from somebody from that group if they're still around, because I'm sure the documented papers probably only just cover the top of the iceberg for those discussions. Then I think it would be really helpful for us as a group to visit the financial information that I know has already been presented to us, but to get our heads around that and to understand it, and maybe to test it with the help of the new financial controller. And then obviously there's something about what models do you want to use to share out that cost if that is indeed where we're going. There are alternatives, of course, so the cost may reduce, or you could do a domain name tax, etc. There are a number of different ways, I'm sure.
Domain name tax. That's always a good one.
I'm not suggesting that by any stretch of the imagination, mind you.
This is a closed working group for right now, right? Oh. Peter, did you have a comment?
Yes, I would definitely echo Vika's suggestion, which reminded me of something as well. Can we recycle that survey that we did last year? I think that holds some very valuable elements that we could use in the discussion. Yes. I can't remember under which working group it was.
Yeah, it was the SOP, yes. Any other suggestions? Comments? Well, I think definitely going forward, the first place to start is uncovering all of that information. So what I heard was there's at least a couple of working groups, and I'm not familiar with them, but at least a couple of okay. And from somewhere between Kevin, the current CFO, and the new controller, so that's just about to happen, right, for those... I think everybody knows, but basically Kevin, the current CFO, is stepping down now, and he's in the handoff stage to a brand new controller. So we'll be no doubt working with them. Actually, just a point of clarification, I meant to ask it, but is he a CFO? No. Are they going to bring a CFO in?
Maybe that's something to ask to if Akram is able to make it. I think the intention is to appoint a... interim CFO. Akram will be the interim CFO. But that's as much as I know. And that will happen during this meeting because Kevin will step down.
Okay.
During this meeting.
So what I heard here is a historical perspective. We'll find all the artifacts of previous discussions, which I think is absolutely critical. If there are any people left from those artifacts of previous discussions, that would be even better if we could have some kind of a presentation or forum with them going forward to get the color of whatever the discussion or outputs was, in addition just to the black and white letter on the page. We'll get a presentation from whoever from ICANN who can walk us through where they are right now, because they've done a fair amount of work, and I know this from the SOP, and those on the SOP would know this, they have done a fair amount of work in trying to do cost allocations and different views, and you know, certainly I think part of that exercise was to sharpen the view on what the cost associated with the CC community was, has been, or is. So there's a bunch of work done on that, and that goes to your point. Now, whether it's accurate, whether we 100% believe it, I mean, the minute you get into those kinds of discussions, it becomes to a great degree discussions about allocations. And when you go through the number of line items that we're talking about, allocation differences of percentages, nothing significant in any one, but by the time you get to the bottom, it can be pretty material. So, I mean, that's the one concern about doing a deep dive there. So maybe we'll get there, but we'll at least let them give us a presentation on what they think at this point, their state of the nation. Leslie raised the point about different models, and I think that's going to be a key part of what we do probably in the sort of medium to longer term. What are the models available to us? You know, can we find consensus at least on a model? And there are certainly going to be a number available to us. That'll be another key part of the work effort going forward.
Byron, as far as I remember, Leslie noted, one of the working group was the budget apportionment working group. And they did a survey and they played around with different models as well at the time. And we're talking about far less numbers because that was at the time of, well, I think it was Wellington. Yeah. So that's 2004. And say the current guidelines are based on the exercises of that working group. So, and I know the survey results are somewhere available, so I'll check if I can find them.
So the current suggested tiering model or strata model was the outcome of that? Is that what you're saying? Okay. And everybody's familiar with at least the notional model that's in place right now that's tied to a set of bands based on the number of domains that a given CC has. So, I mean, it's loosely followed when you look at the material. But that essentially is the model that's out there right now. For one band, there's a general payment range, another band, et cetera. So that effectively is what's in place right now, though, like I say, if you actually look at the detail, it's pretty loosely followed. But that's where we're at right now. So that would be one of the potential models. And then, of course, we will recycle a survey, which did talk about specifically, and that's about a year ago now, was actual research by CC into what the various CCs believe to be ICANN's priorities. So it is an interesting take that gives, instead of just anecdotal, but at least somewhat statistically significant research and feedback on what do we as a community actually say collectively are our relative priorities. And that should hopefully inform us on are we spending it in the right place or not. Peter?
Myron, as you probably know, some of the central members still strongly feel that they shouldn't be paying anything for ICANN, full stop. So when we already talk about models, that we might need to put a caveat there, because once you start talking about models, you already start from an assumption that everybody would be contributing somehow. One of the things that comes back in every discussion, even with those that say we don't want to have anything to do with ICANN, they can hardly deny that they have something to do with IANA. So it might be interesting, and I'm not sure on how accurate the latest information is we have on that, but to ask already for some details on the total IANA cost and the cost that they attribute to CCTLDs, just to make sure that when we come at that point in discussion, we have the information already and we are not stalled for a couple of months because we lack the detail.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I would, in a sense, say in a range of models, that would be one model at one end of the range, but you're absolutely right that not paying is an option and one of the, quote, models available. I think there is fairly, as I recall, reasonably good information about the cost of IANA, so I take your point, and we should be able to get to that in fairly short order.
I just want to seek for clarification. I don't know when the survey was made, and somebody's mentioning 2004, which is pretty old, and the domain name system has evolved, and a lot of CCTLD is coming up, and some are still controlled by government of their countries, so I don't know whether it will be possible to update, as a starting point, update the survey, the last survey, that could give us some baseline or starting point information enough for some of us that may be saying, oh, we don't have anything to do with ICANN, we only deal with IANA. So probably update that, and it would give us a better view of where we go to, because if we start talking about model of our location, then it means that we have all accepted that we're going to be part of ICANN. Thank you.
Okay. Just to clarify, I think there was two. There was the working group from 2004, which certainly predates me, that you were referring to. The survey that I was referring to was done by the SOP working group, and that, if memory serves, was in the spring of 2009, was when the results came out. So they're relatively current.
Sorry, please. Were they on the same subject?
Pardon me?
The 2004 and that of 2009, are they the same? Were they looking at the same thing?
No. The 2009 survey was strictly looking at, based on the strategic plan, what did you as an individual CC operator think were the most critical, important, highest priority items? That's really what it was looking at. Leslie?
Yeah, just to be clear, when I was suggesting options, that also included an option of some people not wanting to pay anything at all or not wishing to play in this game or not being able to afford to, which is also possible.
Yes, and just to be clear, I certainly appreciate that, and when I say models, there's nothing off the table. And that's my starting point here, is while we don't need to necessarily recycle everything that's gone before us, we should certainly learn from it and inform ourselves from it. But that doesn't mean we don't have a wide open palette from which to draw upon. Absolutely. Any other comments or suggestions as we go forward? So I believe Kevin and presumably Akram are going to be here.
Let me check again.
Any moment now? Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are we saying here that we take the former server, that's 2004, and that's 2009. We make presentation on what the outcome of the surveys were. Are we concluding on that? That we're going to look back on the survey results to, you know, build on whatever other processes that we will need to put in place to move forward the working group. What I'm saying is this: the basis for working group to ride on, will it be based on the 2004 survey or 2009 survey? And if we're going to combine the two, I think it will be important that we have presentation on both and see what the outcomes were. Then it will help us.
Okay, definitely the goal was not to base any of the work that we will do here in this working group on those documents per se. I think we need to review them, to have them, so that every member here can review them and see what came out of them, and that will help inform the work going forward. But it is certainly not, our work here in this group is not to be based on them in any way. Strictly informational, primarily to get everybody up to a common understanding of what has gone on before and perhaps a common understanding of what are the key issues. But a lot of work has been done already, so let's make it available to us, and then we can start having a discussion built upon that. Any other feedback? Okay, well, now ad-libbing it. I think, you know, having been the chair of the SOP, I have had the benefit of working with Kevin quite a bit and getting a sense of their progress in terms of their financial reporting. And even in the slightly less than 2 years that the SOP has been around, there's been a definite improvement in the actual financial reporting, and it does provide a pretty reasonable breakdown. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean we agree with all of the assumptions that underpin the allocations, but at least we have a pretty clear picture on what ICANN believes to be the case. I think that's fair to say. Anybody else in the SOP? Well, there's a couple SOP members here. I'll take their silence as consent. So we do also have a pretty good, I think, a pretty good take on that. And we'll get Kevin to present, or the new controller to present, and give us all a better sense of that. Although I think, do we have, Gabby, are you able to access those? Are they here now, do you know? Or is Bart looking for them? Is he roaming the halls looking for them? Okay. Okay. So perhaps while we wait, one of the things that I was going to talk about after they were here, but since they're not here, I'll bring it up, is just in terms of the actual logistics. I mean, we have a working group here that clearly comes from many different regions. So we'll get back to that, but I'll leave it with you in that how do we communicate effectively? Yeah. Wait a second.
try to get Google back on. It might be he's not available, but then again, we need to deal with Juan on the finance bit as well.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it was the tweet of it, Juan's a new CFO. I just wanted to be clear that
okay.
Juan's a new controller, and Austin will be the interim.
So, Kevin, are you staying with us here?
Sure.
And do we expect Akram?
I'm in touch with him, and I haven't found out where he is.
Okay, well, we'll give him. No. I know we look the same to some degree, but we're not.
Maybe to explain to at least Juan what his purpose is working with his and the type of information you want to.
Sure. Okay, so maybe just to begin with, this is the finance working group, and our task here is to look at the financial contributions issue, fundamentally. But I'd also like to introduce Juan to the group, because Juan is the new controller of ICANN, who's basically going to be stepping into Kevin's shoes. And for a group like this, probably the primary liaison, I would think, into ICANN, at least as it pertains to any of the financial items. So one of the things we were just talking about was the ability to get clear line of sight on expenses relative to the community and ICANN's ability to report specifically on what's allocated against us, et cetera. So maybe I could just, in the interim, while we see if Akram's going to join us, get you to talk about your perspective on how you see the relationship of this working group with ICANN, and particularly the finance department.
Thank you, Byron. And thank you to everyone that's here. As Byron mentioned, my name is Juan Ojeda, and I'm the new controller for ICANN. And I guess, first of all, thank you for inviting me to participate. And I sincerely look forward to working with the group and the leadership and each and every one of you.
Muchas gracias por la oportunidad de tener aquí a su junta. Mi nombre es Juan Ojeda, soy el nuevo controller para ICANN y estoy agradecido a la confianza que me tienen y me han tenido en mí y estoy emocionado por trabajar con todos unos de ustedes. Espero muchas cosas positivas en el futuro. Gracias. Thank you. Oh.
Maybe sometimes my English sounds like Spanish.
Okay, well, and the next introduction, Akram.
Yes.
My name is Byron Holland, and I've just been elected chair of the Finance Working Group, so this is the Finance Working Group's inaugural meeting. And our primary job here is to look at the financial contributions issue and ICANN spending against the CC communities, that general topic. And I know it's a topic of significant interest to certainly our group and from time to time other groups. So this is our first meeting, and we have been just talking about financial reporting, allocations, that type of thing, just one issue for that we'll be looking at as we move through our work here. And one of the elements that we want to just get a sense of is to put you on the spot in with your first ICANN meeting. It's not even officially started yet, but to get a sense of ICANN's take on what how they would like to work with this group, what you think productive outcomes would be, and just your sense of it.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to everyone. I'm, like you said, new to the process and to ICANN, and I'm still struggling trying to figure out who does what and how and all of that.
My understanding is that the, like you said, the finance committee is looking into contributions and how this contribution is being spent and all the different issues that that you have. And I'm actually looking at that, at the whole aspect of finance as the team sees with a fresh set of eyes. I come from industry, which means I come from corporations that are for profit, and my experience is more with organizations that look to run very lean and with as you know as little cost as possible and maximize profitability. And I'm looking at the finances from this aspect as well. Is we provide services. How can I provide these services for the least amount possible? And then how can I provide more services with the funds that I have? And so that's really where, you know, my look at things. I don't think it's much different from what you would do in a corporation that is actually for profit, except that in this environment, you really do a budget and you stick to it, versus in a more more of a industry, you would actually do you would spend what you need to get more revenue and more profit. So that's really the difference between the two. Now the source of funding and the spend are not necessarily similar. But I think that a lot of the common processes should be followed. So one of the things that we're working with the team on is to actually try to understand what is the core spend of ICANN, which means, in my view, is it doesn't matter whether you're taking on special projects or, you know, this is what it's going to take to run ICANN. And that, for me, is what I would say in a standard organization where I, you know, typically operated before, is the core spending is always what you need to operate regardless of P&L, so regardless of product lines. Every organization has either multiple product lines and the core, or divisions and the core, or business units and the core, and so every organization operates that way, is that, you know, you have a skeleton that you cannot just, you know, you're going to need to finance somehow in order for you to be able to support all these other divisions and business lines that you want to create. And so that's what we're trying to look at, the cost accounting in that fashion, so that everybody's clear that, you know, if I kill this program, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to cut this much out of the project, but out of the entire company, but I'm going to be actually not. It gets to a point when you look at the core expenses, it provides a lot of insight to everybody on how efficient can you do additional projects. And that's what organizations like, you know, grown-up organizations kind of tend to organize themselves, is that I'm kind of set up so that I can do a lot more with very little additional cost as I add more to do. Instead of smaller organizations, we kind of tend to do a lot less and try to do the minimum possible to do what they can. So these are the two kind of different perspectives, and they're more related to size than actually what you do. So I don't know if that answers your question about my ideas on the finance aspect of things. But
actually, I think it gives a remarkable amount of flavor on your perspective. I think it's interesting to note how often you indicated that ICANN should be a service-based organization, which is, you know, and others have been around here longer than I, it's certainly not a phrase that I've heard a lot associated with it. And with being a service-based organization, that conveys quite a bit. And is that something that's your particular perspective, or do you feel
I feel like the staff is a service organization. So the staff services a lot of the constituents for the constituents to do their work, so that they get policies up to the board, and the board actually can execute on the policy. So when I'm talking about service, I'm not talking about the entire ICANN. I'm talking about the staff more precisely. Is that it is a service organization. They don't do a product, but they actually do provide a service. And that's my perspective. I'm struggling yet. I don't have the lingo quite right with, you know, with everything that's actually used in ICANN or the, you know, the
Maybe may I add something maybe for Akram's understanding and for Juan as well. This is a CCNSO working group, but even on this working group, I think there are non-CCNTLD managers or non-members of the CCNSO. So it's trying to work a bit on behalf of the whole CCTLD community. So some of the services that you were talking to about are CCNSO related, and some of the, say, members of this working group, because they're not members of the CCNSO and therefore not of the whole ICANN environment, but they still, in a way, deal with ICANN and pay ICANN financial contributions for, yeah, out of support of the model. Maybe that's one of the major reasons. And the basic thing is they want to have IANA function run. So that was more the understanding. So I think Lisa is a very good example. She's from Denmark. That is a non-CCTLD it's a CCTLD manager. It's a non-CCNSO member. Mm-hmm. So, just to clarify, what is the group you're talking to?
Mm-hmm. And I would be more than happy to take any questions, you know, that are more specific than just in general.
So, I was going to ask, are there any questions?
I think it helps what Akram has explained, is the direction that ICANN in terms of operations is trying to head towards. Like probably I said before you guys joined us, we're talking about how to approach the work, and the most important thing that came out was the issue of understanding what it takes ICANN to render a particular service. I'm not hinting at any detailed costing exercise, but the important thing is for us, it's a justification to a CTLD manager who is a member or not a member of the CCNSO to understand that, okay, ICANN renders this particular service. CCTLD is, for example, are very clear about a particular service that ICANN renders through IANA because of the root zone database that IANA manages. It therefore, I think, maybe speaking for me personally and the CCTLD that I represent, ZA, South Africa, is important to understand what it costs ICANN to render that service to me, you know, and then in itself, then it tells me that I should, if and when I contribute to ICANN, then contribute at least that amount or more. But from what you say, forget the lingo, the sound of what you say sounds promising, but we'll be keen on seeing the outcome of that.
So, I want to be clear also on what I said, is that first we're actually doing some changes in our systems that hopefully will help us to be able to generate reports within the, I say, by the end of the fiscal year. Well, by the end of the fiscal year, we're moving to a new system that will allow us financially to do more cost analysis and do more relationship of the finances from revenue versus actually spend and all of that. More readily without actually going through spreadsheets and kind of manual information. So that should help us be more transparent and be able to answer questions on a more more expedited way. Now, having said that, I think that what I would like to cautious everyone is that, you know, when I say the core spend, is that basically the skeleton of ICANN, that means basically that includes the IANA function, but that also includes, you know, the cost of HR, the cost of finance. Because these are the things that you're going to have to spend no matter what you do just to have an organization that can scale to the kind of projects that we do. Once you identify this, then from the different constituents that are contributing to the spend of ICANN, they have to look at it also from the perspective that it's not only the exact service that ICANN spends on them that is important and relevant, but also because the internet is a one global internet, in order for an organization or a CCTLD, for example, to operate with other CCTLDs or other, you know, or the rest of the internet has to be healthy and has to be operating well and has to be unified. So it's not only the spend that it's like you're investing in your ecosystem much more than you're investing in a service that's returned to you only, right? Now, you know, at the end of the day, I think that the community keeps slapping me on the hand that, you know, you're not investing, it's actually the end user who's investing. So I keep forgetting about that, but it is true that it's actually the end user or the internet user is the one who's contributing to ICANN because they want to be to have this internet, to have this information that's available worldwide across all the corners of the world that they can tap into and reach out to from wherever they are in the world. So so having said that, I think that we need to think a little bit more globally when we think of the job of ICANN instead of just focused on, you know, IANA what policies have you supported me on this particular subject or that particular subject? And that's what I caution everybody to look at.
Leslie, you had your hand up.
Thank you. Welcome. Another new ICANN person for this meeting, so that's good. I just wanted to make some general points. So like many things with ICANN, there's a lot of history here, and you'll have that repeatedly told to you over time. And given that you're an ops man as well as a financial person, you'll see things with pound signs or dollar signs, yeah. And I guess my experience of this area is more about a political issue than it is about money often, or it's more political than it is about technical. And it's worth remembering that because certainly many CCs do ICANN's role in their own territories, yeah? So we make huge investment in policy development and infrastructure for our bit, and the only bit we really need ICANN for, some people say, is just for the IANA function, and that's all we need from ICANN. The G's need a lot of the rest, and that's an extreme view, but that is a view that many people hold. And so if you look at the how much CCs cost versus how much CCs contribute, you might say, well, you owe me a check for an awful lot more money, but I think it's much more political than that, and I would say it's an area to tread cautiously on because I think ICANN needs CC's political support now as it always has done. And it's important that we find that right balance. The other thing I was going to say before anyone else says is that CC contributions have gone up by 150% in recent years. So there has been considerable movement and it's worth acknowledging that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the advice and the frankness of the conversation. And I agree. I have a lot to learn about politics. I find myself a lot of times thinking, yes, I can do this, and starting to put things together and how I'm going to do them. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, I can't do it. I have to kind of get all of these things, all of the constituents to agree and to get through the emotions of ICANN before I execute on something, and that's part of the learning. But I do think that it's also important that we do that process because, unlike industry where we run as fast as possible to come out with something because time to market is the most important thing. In the policy making, it's important to come up with something that's well baked instead of first out. So I'm starting to learn more and more about how to be patient and how to take my time and think things through and work with everybody and then get consensus. Because at the end of the day, I have more people supporting any initiative versus not supporting it. So I appreciate that and. What I would like to add here is that not only is it our role to just push for more contribution from the CCTLD, I think that it is also our role to help the CCTLD and figure out how we can bring more services or more value from ICANN to the CCTLD. So I'm not looking at it only from, you know, my expectation. What is it that you can see us do better, you know, or what do you see us help you, could help you do your job more efficiently or better? If there is something that we can do, we should also put that on the table as well.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? One of the things that we had been actually just talking about is some of the information that we're going to have to get access to in order for us to move forward in our job. And part of that is around financial reporting. We've seen some expense area grouping reporting previously. There's certainly been... We have some people joining us via teleconference, so...
We have a bit of a problem.
I hope they're not choking on my...
Yeah. So one of the things that we would like to get, or that we talked about requiring, is... some financial reporting, ideally as clear in terms of the CC world as possible. And we, you know, Kevin had done a lot of work around the EAG, or at least getting a sense of what does ICANN consider the expense associated with CCs to be. Needless to say, I think there's some discussion to be had about if it's appropriate or not. But nonetheless, can we get that from you? And I guess it's from over the and we can converse offline to nail down the logistics, but we would like a presentation or some kind of dialogue around what you see the lay of the land as right now.
As right now, it's, in terms of reporting, it's definitely continuing to being status quo. The reports that you're receiving. From an EAG perspective, we'll still continue doing that as has been done. As Akra mentioned earlier, we're in the middle or in the beginning stages of implementing a new financial systems report. In conjunction with that, we're going to revisit, we're going to look at the different ways in which we report information, be able to leverage as much as possible on the systems and the software applications that we'll be installing. So at that point, I foresee us revisiting how we report the information with the end game in mind of still providing all the SOs and ACs, obviously including the CCNSO, all the information, relevant information on an accurate and timely basis.
Okay, just being cognizant and respectful of everybody's time, it is 4 o'clock right now, so just in wrapping up this portion, and I promise the next will be very short. Do we have any further questions for our ICANN colleagues here? No? Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's good to meet you live.
Can I just add one more point? That I think, oh, I can speak up, that I, this is a really important group, and I know we're working through the reporting thing, but I think to answer your question specifically, I'd recommend, and offer me, it's your call, but you send the request on what you're looking for, and then they'll assess on how it's going to fit in.
Yeah, so I think it's important that you look at the current reporting, provide us with what you need for, if there are any changes or anything else you need, or more clear clear breakup or something like that that you would that you'd like to see. That would help us not only, I mean, we might not be able to give it to you immediately, but at the minimum, it might help us as we set up the new processes and new financial system to take that into account as we do it so that we don't have to do things manually or revise things to be able to meet your needs. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us in our inaugural meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck, and hopefully it will be a good relationship, and we work together to get everybody satisfied. So. Thank you.
So I guess we have now met the new backbone of the financial organization of ICANN, which I guess is a wholesale change from where we were. Yes.
Anyway,
you know, obviously my goal is to make that a positive and constructive relationship with those guys and everybody else behind them. So just in terms of taking the next steps, recognizing it's 4 o'clock, we have a list of documents or information that we're going to put on a group mailing list. I would ask you to get familiar with them as soon as possible. And that I will also endeavor to get a presentation done by the finance guys to give us the current lay of the land in terms of the expense area allocations or reporting. And all of the, sorry, I'm just trying to read my notes, which I've scratched out here. At least start to get a sense of what the models are, start to put those out, and then submit those to the working group for all of us to get comfortable and familiar with both the financial reporting, possible models, what's gone on before us, historical perspective, as well as any of the surveys that have been done in the past, and try to find any folks who were associated with that work who may be able to give us a little more in-depth color. Does that about sound where we're at right now? Peter?
Yes, it does, but I was just thinking about something else that we might provide, and then I'm talking about the regional organizations. Would it make sense for us to contribute our financial models to this group?
Certainly on first blush, I would just say yes. Like I said, to me, the important thing here is that we have certainly to start with a very open view to how we're going to address this. And if there are other good models out there or other good work and research that's been done, I would be wide open to that, absolutely. Leslie?
We haven't covered this yet, but maybe we should have a brief discussion about speed of travel. Because my feeling is there's no real urgency for this work, although there is some urgency from ICANN. I don't feel any urgency from .UK point of view. I think we should do a very thorough and well-considered piece of work here.
I would agree, and I'd say that's probably a much clearer way of putting it than what I said earlier, which is this group is not going to get this job done this year, I'm sure. And although, wouldn't that be remarkable? That might go down in history here. But I think, and maybe to build on what Akram said, you know, it's far better off when developing policy to do it right than to get it off. First to market, what were his words? First to market isn't necessarily best when it comes to policy. So I want to make sure we don't do this in a half-baked way, that it's fully baked by the time we produce it, whenever that time is. The quality of the job is far more important than the speed of the job for this particular function. And I'm a CC operator, too, so we all, I think, have a similar vested interest in the outcome of this. Doing the right job. Okay, so the first step will be to work with staff and others who may have access to this and start to get that information out. You know, the general goal will be as soon as we can, but until we really have time to sort of unpack some of this and get a sense, I don't feel we can commit to a specific timeline, but as it becomes clearer, I will share it. The list will be the primary ongoing means of communication. I would suggest that given the size of this group and the diversity, geographical diversity of this group, calls are probably going to be required. Obviously, ICANN meetings, but calls in the interim. And I think we'll have to get a sense of, we'll put it out there on time differences. I mean, I don't know how many of you have watched the DRD, the dreaded working group, do its thing across many, many time zones, but it's clearly a challenge. Anyway, we'll work towards finding the best accommodation for the most people going forward. So those are the current goals. That will get us started. Anything else we need to add or any comments? Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for your support. And this is going to be a very important working group, so I look forward to all of your participation on it. Thanks, and have a great week.